Radio Free Weir with Ron Babcock and sometimes James.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day weekend, all 11 of you. It is Radio Free Weir with Rod and sometimes James, and we are going to be doing a list of the best songs with foreign lyrics, whether the lyrics are just incidental
to the song. The list. Yes, yes, the list.
Or we're going to do, I don't know.
I just wrote that just now.
Or the lyrics are, I don't know why I'm, okay. The lyrics are just, you know, like piecemeal, part of the song. Either they're a major part of the song and all the lyrics are foreign, or it's just a couple lines here or there. I'm sure you can think of some songs that have those kind of lyrics, at least. That was, you know, our task. So, James, since this was your idea for a list, I'll let you go first.
Okay. This is one that I'd kind of heard incidentally, and I didn't know what it was called, but I had heard it. It's kind of just a thing that you've heard.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
And it's by an act called Plastic Bertrand.
What?
It is in French.
Okay, hold on.
And the song is called Sa Plan Pour Moi.
Oh, I know this song.
There are amazing.
It's a weird ass video.
What commercial is this in? Like a Volkswagen commercial? That's what I know it from. Yep. Right. I've heard that, like, I think in a Volkswagen Golf commercial.
Yeah, I don't know if it was in a commercial. It's amazing, though, when I was going through songs and James puts a list together, and mm-hmm. I was going through the list, and there was like, I don't know any of this. I'm like, oh, no, actually, I know that song. Oh, that. Okay, yeah, I know that. Like, through the whole thing.
I think a lot of these you'll probably hear in car commercials, because it seems like Americans can take some foreign lyrics.
So,
but what, not what the entire song.
Actual name of that song? Because I usually write these down, but...
Well, James, you know, the French guy.
Sa plan pour moi.
Frenchy?
Sa plan pour moi.
Pour moi.
Or ooh.
I kind of sort of know French, and all that I really picked out was... he said Chinese somewhere there.
Ah.
Honest to goodness, I lived in Mesquite, Texas for a while, and met a girl there who was born in France, grew up in Quebec, and had lived in Mesquite, Texas for like 6 weeks when I met her. And she was in culture shock.
What?
And I introduced her to marijuana. And anyways, the point is, she told me, if you ever go to France, this is all... And I was in love with her, but she was like...
Did she have a little French accent?
Stand in line, yeah.
Yeah.
anyways, and she said, if you ever go to France, this is all you need to know. Mm-hmm. And she taught me how to say, mon crayon est large, mon crayon c'est jaune, mm-hmm. which means my pencil is big and yellow.
So I have a big dick, but I do have jaundice. So you need
that's
to hop
it.
On
that's
this.
It. She taught me how to say my pencil is big and yellow, and that's it.
I've got a Simpsons dick, lady.
mon crayon est grand et jaune.
Yeah,
my dick actually looks like Homer Simpson.
With the receding hairline and everything, it's very weird.
Oh yeah.
And the ears. All right.
Well, apparently, Sa Plan Pour Moi was also in National Lampoon's Vacation at some point. I don't.
That maybe is where I heard it.
I bet you anything in the European Vacation.
Right.
It says in Original Vacation.
I'm going to take your word for it. I honestly don't remember where I've seen that or heard that before.
And it is apparently French slang for "that works for me."
Oh,
right. Yeah, it works for me.
Why do you think like American culture is so dominant? I would love to go back and actually read something about this, but like, why are there so few huge songs that are in other languages that are international hits? Because American music has international hit after international hit. If an American band gets big, they get big worldwide. You know, Stone Temple Pilots sold 18 million records in the United States, but 40 million records overall in other countries.
Right.
Is it because the ease of English, which is apparently
look
not
at Hasselhoff.
Yeah. He's huge in Germany. I don't know.
It's America has Hollywood, and America has the freedom. And, the 50s and shit, when other countries were still pretty much, you know, openly oppressed, and we were Johnny Blue Jeans.
And I'm not really arguing for the American dominance in culture. It's an English dominance, because it's also England. Obviously, the biggest band of all time is from England.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know who I'm talking
Abba's,
about.
Abba's, of course, they're huge.
Abba, yeah. They're from English Sweden. But yeah, they...
God, I hate Abba.
But my point, why English? Like, why is it because of after World War II? So like after World War II, we were like, let's just hedge our bets. Look, these guys are going to take over anyway.
Well, it started with World War I, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and you know, imperialism in general. England had kind of...
That's true.
A big swinging dick.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's thank you, British imperialism, for the success of American culture.
Well, and
England's that is big swinging uncircumcised dick. Was
there's something to that, because in the 60s, when the greatest music on the planet was being made in the UK, it wasn't allowed to be played on the UK radio waves.
Right.
That were on UK soil. So, yeah, their oppression. Okay, yeah. That actually is true.
Makes sense. All right. Next pick is number two. It is mine, and I'm going to go with this little number right here. Psycho Killer by Talking Heads, the bridge of which is, well, he says qu'est-ce que c'est, but the bridge of which is all French. This part here. Any idea what any of that was, James? I mean, you are the French speaker here.
He didn't say anything about his crayon.
Like, Realizo, the O ending seems odd to me for French. Mon histoire is my story.
The other thing I know about French is, and I learned from Dexter's Laboratory, is omelette du fromage, which is cheese omelette.
Let's see. I just looked it up. What is it?
Because Dexter was going to play a record that was going to teach him French while he slept.
Yeah.
And the record skipped. And all it said all night in his headphones was omelette du fromage, omelette du fromage.
Right.
So when he woke up the next day, that's all he could say. Like, he couldn't say any other. Like, so anybody said anything to him, he'd be like, omelette du fromage! Omelette du fromage!
Apparently says, what I do tonight, she said tonight, realizing my hope, I'm starting to glory.
Is that like the glory hole?
Or what Highway? Somebody said a better interpretation is what I did that evening, what she said that evening, fulfilling my hope, headlong I go for glory. Okay. I'm pretty sure, yeah, glory hole. I think that's what he's talking about.
I think that's what they're saying.
Excuse me.
They went to RISD. It was an art school, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny is when I was actually last weekend, because we were going to do this list last weekend, I was going over the list and I was telling my wife, you know, songs on the list, and she argued so many of them. There's nothing for speaking in Psycho Killer. Really? Beck. She argued with me forever about Beck. I'm like, he did honey, what is it? She, and you know, I'm a loser, baby. No, yeah. That's not what he says. He does not say, and you know.
Yeah. So, and you know. Right.
So, and you know. Yeah. I was like, nope.
Going back to phrases that we only know in French, and I'm sure the song's going to come up later. I, in freshman year of high school, went to Six Flags with a bunch of Germans who were over here. They were in a exchange program, and I eventually, like in sophomore year of high school, went over to Germany. They came over freshman year. Anyway, we were at Six Flags, and a very cute German girl said to me, "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?" And I went, "What?" Because nothing sounds less French than a German saying French, especially when they're trying to be sexy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like, Jonathan, voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Like,
yeah. Well,
I wasn't aware of the song, so I didn't know that she was hitting
and
on
more,
me.
But no one's more less receptive to the opposite sex than you.
That's true. I hate them all. How dare they even exist?
No, that's funny. We were kids. We in Dallas, there was the Galleria, the huge, fancy, expensive mall where Neiman Marcus is and all that crap. And everybody would want to go hang out there. And so I ended up there a few times, and I always hated it. So anyways, we're there one time with these, like, cheerleader girls, and they see these, like, French dudes, these three dudes that are speaking French, and they're walking by. And one of the girls says the thing, you know,
Yeah.
And these three dudes stop and spin around on their heels, and they're like, "Do not say things you do, you know."
Don't be cocktease.
And yeah, they're, you know, it was funny as hell. The girls were like freaked out. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was one of those lessons, like, hey, don't just say some shit because you heard it.
All right. By the way,
let your mouth write checks at your ass.
Yeah.
At that same Six
you're
Flags.
You're cute.
That same day, I had to stop a bunch of German kids from buying a Confederate flag and, quote, wearing it to East St. Louis in the ghetto.
Why would you stop that?
I
only long enough to get a camera.
But they were like joking about it. Like, oh, look at the Confederate flag. We should wear this in the ghetto, East St. Louis. And I was like, you should shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, like, when I went over to Germany later and we were all like, hey, look at the Nazis. Like, that's
basically
what
it was. And they're like,
you should
shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, you should shut your fucking mouth. Yeah.
Nothing happened in the 40s.
Yeah, nothing happened in the 18 from 1790 to 1860. Well, let's be honest. 1492 to 1865.
Okay. So the next pick's my pick.
Yep.
Germany was on a break in the late 30s and early
40s. So whole country. this next pick, I believe, is Rod's.
This is my pick, okay? And this song, The reason I know this song is because it was in a Heineken commercial around 2010. Uh-huh. The commercial is actually called The Date. And remember when Heineken had those silly commercials? Like, one was called The Entrance, and the guy comes in, he's saying hi to everybody and, like, fighting with people and stuff. Anyways, this is like 1965 Bollywood Indian rock and roll.
Okay.
जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ
John Pehechanho. All
right. John Pehechanho. If I try to say it, it's going to be offensive. So I made John say it. The guy's name is Mohammed Rafi.
Uh huh.
So, and yeah, 1965. What's the movie called?
I don't know. John Pehechanho?
I sent it.
That's the name of the movie? Okay.
No, the name of the movie is Gumnan. Gumnam.
Gumnam style. What a timely reference.
I love that song. It is so cool.
Yeah. Are we going to have, is anybody going to put Gangnam Style on this?
I don't know.
It's an option.
I don't know that it's had long enough.
We're at everybody's first pick here.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if anybody is, because I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not actually on my list.
All right, James, you have the next one. Pick number four.
Foe.
Okay. I'm going to have to go German.
Okay.
There were a lot more options in German than I thought there were going to be.
Yeah. Well, I think there was some like post World War II guilt going on in where like, hey, there's still a lot of people in Germany. Maybe we should like, you know, because the Beatles recorded some German songs and stuff like that, and I think we just felt bad for them.
All right, I'm gonna go weird.
Okay,
I'm gonna go weird, which you know is not too
not weird at all
for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not weird at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Peter Gabriel's third solo album, he recorded a version of it entirely in German.
The whole album?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's...
It's called Ein Deutsches Album.
Uh-huh.
Which means German
found
album,
it
right?
Yeah.
In German album, yeah. Chicago one time. And it is a song, and the English version of the song is eerie as shit, and it's called Intruder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very ambient, and it puts you in, like, if you listen to Intruder, it's creepy.
So this is the song
about
you're put
somebody
on
coming into your house and
intruding.
Yeah, like a home break in.
Uh huh.
And the German version is called Eindringling.
Eindringling, Eindringling. I want you to play with Eindringling. Here we go. Same song. Is there a reason you picked this song?
It's kind of turning
it's an
me
awesome
on.
Song.
Uh-huh. Is it?
It's an awesome song in English. It's creepy as shit. Like,
no, it was creepy in German too.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's yeah, more no, creepy.
It wasn't less creepy. It wasn't
much,
less creepy.
It's much
that's
more
for
creepy
sure.
In German. Yeah. I think that's a standard rule we can apply to anything. Like, no matter what it is, it's creepier in German.
Well, remember the Tool thing where he's reading the cake recipe
German
and he keeps saying
recipe.
Just one egg?
Yeah, for Schwarzkopf.
And it's like, it's like this, you sounds like this horrible hate speech.
Right.
It's like, no, it's a cake recipe.
Okay. So Eindringling.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down. Eindringling.
Eindringling. I want you. I was hoping it would be that song.
Here's the funny thing. I was going through all the you know, when we first started going this list, because I was having trouble with it at first, and then once I started going through the list and going, oh, I actually know these songs.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed at how many damn Peter Gabriel songs were on there.
Yeah, well, he was, I mean, that was his thing. He wasn't
here again, it was one of those things I hadn't really thought about it. I was fascinated by it.
Well, a lot of people
in your eye, even I was like, really?
That was just because he was...
Oh, yeah, that's Swahili.
Yeah, well, people think that he was just receptive to other cultures, but in fact, Peter Gabriel was just trying to sell as many albums as he possibly could. That's all it came down to. He was just putting different, as many languages on one album as he possibly could. He's like, look, they're not buying it here. Maybe they'll buy it somewhere
else. Eindringling is either intruder, interloper, or trespasser.
Or my dingling.
Or yeah.
All right.
Which is all of the above.
My John's dick. Specifically mine. That's who's dingling they're singing about.
Pick
it's
five.
My dingling.
Jonathan.
All right. Next one is mine, and I have a soft spot in my heart. That the doctors keep saying I need to get looked at. Seriously, I'm thinking.
I had that once.
Yeah, you did. Actually, yours were all hard spots. That was the problem. I have a soft spot in my heart for kind of like crooner, like Bing Crosby, Sammy Davis yeah. Jr., Nat King Cole, and Sam Cooke.
Says the guy that hates Morrissey.
Right. Yeah, but Morrissey is like depressing. All their songs are upbeat.
I'm just kidding. I fucking hate Morrissey.
Point is, this is a song by Nat King Cole that is one of his biggest hits, probably one song that you would recognize by Nat King Cole. It's called Love, and he says it in different languages, and it's beautiful.
Qui ne m'avait rien répondu, je sais que tu ne m'avais pas cru. Doch seit ein paar Tagen brach ich nicht mehr nachzuschlagen.
And the German is horrifying.
Nazi schlagen? Yeah, but I think, look, I'm not saying that Nat King Cole made German sound good, but Nat King Cole made German sound as good as it could.
No, but if you listen to that song, every part of you are like, oh, it's so sweet, it's so cool. And then when he says the German, like, did he change? Is he angry?
Is he strangling a dog?
He might stab someone.
Anyway, I love this song. I love Nat King Cole.
It is a great song.
And just a fucking smooth dude. Like, really, honestly, like, you listen to that and all the walls of Jericho of race that people put up have to come tumbling down just from the panty dropping thuds from the women. That had to be happening. Like, just the earthquake of those panty thuds had to bring down the walls of Jericho of race. And it's unfortunate that they, you know, were built back up, but still, Nat King Cole, L-O-V-E, Love, goes on as my next pick. There you go.
So the next pick is mine, and this was actually when it was suggested that this was going to be the list. I was like, "That's all I got. Is this one song?" And I do love this song. No, he's banging somebody's sister and her cousin. Come to kick his ass. And then they end up basically throwing money at him because they know he's a star.
Glad to meet you. My name is Bradley. There you go. That's what he said. that's all. That's all I know. I mean, I didn't take 4 years of Spanish.
I really like punk rock and I really like reggae.
Yeah. All right. I do
love that song.
And I remember hearing it the first time in the back of my sister's car while her boyfriend Ryan refused to not listen to it. And she was like, he shouldn't hear this. And he was like, whatever. And like was blasting it. And it was like, I the mortification of my sister was just adorable.
That's funny.
Like, he said G.I. Joe Kung Fu Grip. Uh-huh.
Mushroom tip.
So you're saying that penises exist? how humiliating.
I don't know if you know this.
Like, what? I really do. I think that's the level of denial that parents and older siblings live in. Like with their younger siblings when it comes to sex and stuff. It's like it just doesn't exist. Penises, vaginas, they do not exist. We're all Barbie and Ken dolls down there. And just shut up. Stop. Don't remind me that they do exist. Even though you yourself are a walking reminder that they exist, I don't want to be reminded that they exist.
Yeah, that they do exist no matter how fucking drunk you are.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that?
What does that mean?
Well, like if you're really drunk and then, you know,
then they don't exist. I got
you. Now you're a family.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like if you're drunk enough, then your penis might as well not exist because, you know.
No, that happens too.
The Brewers Group. Okay, Rod, that was your pick. That was number six. All right. Then
number
we got
seven would be going back to James.
Pick number seven. That is James's.
So since you brought up the crooners, I'm going to go with one that was actually covered by Bobby Darin. But the original French version is called La Mer.
Okay.
By a gentleman named Charles Trenet.
Oh, right. I have to click on this.
And it it became like, somewhere
sorry,
beyond
the... I'm an
the...
idiot. I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie.
He's talking about panties.
La mer,
I could listen to this all day.
Au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie.
You know what would be a fun experiment? We did the number one hits from the 70s, and I believe we did the 80s as well, right? We did a list of the best number one hits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We should go like into the 1930s and 40s and try that.
The 40s would actually be very interesting.
40s would be interesting. Like, what was
because you have wartime stuff, and you also have
were they keeping track though?
Billie Holiday, and
I mean, they kept track of radio play.
Oh no, there is a Billboard top chart. You know, the top 100.
Yeah,
started in the 50s, but there was a top like 25 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Tommy Dorsey, I'll Never Smile Again. A lot of these I don't remember. Frenes, whatever that is. Man, I went through Chattanooga Choo Choo.
There you go.
Pardon me, boy.
Pardon me, boy. Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Now, that is something because I wonder if the songs that lasted that we know were number one songs at the time.
In the Blue of the Evening, that's not the same song. In the Cool, that's a different thing.
Yeah, yeah,
no. That Old Black Magic. Maybe this wouldn't work because I don't recognize any of these songs. Swinging on a Star.
We could just do songs from the 40s.
Oh, from Hudson Hawk.
Oh, yeah, that one. That's where it's from.
Oh, my God.
Also from Small Wonder. Oh, wait, no. Worst movie. It was not Small Wonder, but it was like the same show, and she was an alien, remember?
No.
You don't remember that shit? Like, her dad was like an alien. He sent her to Earth, and like she had magical powers.
Yeah, I remember that.
You mean Chico and the Man?
No, yes, but no. What was the name of that show, James? 80s. I'm looking things up all over the place.
Okay, in List World, that was number 7. And what was the name of that song so I can write it down?
La Mer. Out of this world!
There it is.
From 1987 to 1991. Out of this world! That lasted 4 years, seasons? Huh?
Four years.
Yeah. Surprising. Anyway, La Mer, that's beautiful. I've always liked that song a lot.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Out of this world. You had a life by that point, Rod. So
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You were like 17 or so when that show was on. So you know,
I was doing drugs.
You didn't need it. You didn't need it.
I was doing drugs and getting laid.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I was 7 years old, so I was not.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and there were delightful programs about half alien children, and she had this weird kind of diamond-shaped alarm clock that she talked to her space alien dad through.
Yes.
We've talked about it before. From like the time I got a driver's license until I don't know, probably after I'd been married a long time, so maybe I was almost 30. I didn't watch TV anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go to movies all this, you know what I mean, but. The only TV I watched was like cartoons really early in the morning before I passed out.
So you...
That's one way to live life.
It was great.
The other was seeing Out of This World.
I didn't... You know, people always talk about Friends and how did you not watch Friends and how did you not watch Frasier? I'm like, because I was at shows. I was at concerts. I'm not going to sit around and watch TV.
Yeah. Well, you should have, because it was great in the 90s.
like you know how you move out, like people talk about, when I move out, I'm going to eat all the ice cream I can. I was like, when I move out, I'm going to do all the drugs and have all the fun I can.
I wish I could say the same for my 20s. Like, obviously, I didn't do anything. I wasn't doing anything, like, crazy. But I didn't watch a lot of TV in my 20s either, and I don't really know why. Maybe it's just...
Because you were doing bands and stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, we had a gig, like, what, once every couple of weeks. It wasn't like...
Well, you were pretending to be in a band, yeah. Right?
I was working a lot.
That's right. You were delivering
James
pizzas.
And I were more than in a pretend band. We had awesome t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm
best t-shirts of any band ever.
Definitely not.
Ruthless goddamn t-shirts.
Yeah.
We were not making friends with t-shirts.
And definitely not just diminishing the band, but being in a band, not only are there gigs, there's other things involved, and then you have to be pretentious about it.
Well, I think there's a lot of sitting around and daydreaming, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway, speaking of which, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to have my next pick for this, which I will just tell you right now is going to infuriate James. So I'm happy about that. It's coming up after this.
Can't wait.
Hey, so I'm going to tell you about Cody Akins at AkinsPCRepair.com. I actually had a computer a week and a half ago stop working, my work computer. And I took it to the IT guys at my work here in Boston. They looked at it and they said, there's really nothing we can do for it. Went home, I was talking to Cody about it, and he was like, just send me the computer, send the computer to me. And I was like, okay. And he was like, but first, why don't you try this? I tried the thing that he said. Now, remember, the IT guys in Boston, here in Boston, said it can't be fixed. Cody said, just try this. I did what Cody said, and all of a sudden, boom, the computer's back. The computer's working again. So I'm just saying, you know, we have MIT out here. We have Harvard, but we don't have Cody Akins at AkinsPCRepair.com, but you do. All you have to do is take your computer or laptop or iPhone or whatever you have. If it has a screen, he can fix it. Or he can maintain it, or he can sell you a refurbished one. He sells computers there that aren't brand new, but they're just as good as brand new, but for much less. If you're in the market for a new laptop, that's exactly where I would go first, is AkinsPCRepair.com. AkinsPCRepair.com. Make my computer guy your computer guy at AkinsPCRepair, one more time, .com. And we're back. It is time for our next pick, pick number 8, and... Before we get into this, James, did you know you're like the nickname for you, you know, Jim, is like a racial slur out here in the Northeast?
Oh?
Yeah. There's this big debate because they apparently call chocolate sprinkles Jimmies out here.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how that's racist, but it's been explained to me that it is. Because we had a caller on the show Friday who wanted to go on air to talk about how she's sick of not being able to call chocolate sprinkles Jimmies without people being mad at her. And I was like, what?
I am so confused.
Like, I saw it on the call screener. It's like, my producer's name is Jim. I was like, Jim, what the fuck is she talking about? He's like, I'll explain to you later. It's very New England. It's very dumb. You won't understand. And he explained it, but he still couldn't give him, you know,
a
reason.
Don't get, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, without further ado, here is my next pick for the list that has nothing to do with chocolate sprinkles at all, as far as I know. and it's a song that I know that James, for some reason, hates because he hates, I think, everything by this artist. I'm not sure. We'll talk about that in a second. But it's Loser by Beck. That's Beck with Loser, his first big hit from, what, like 1993, I think, 93, off of Mellow Gold. And James, I would like to hear why you hate that song and hate Beck.
Okay.
I'm curious. I mean, he's no Beyonce, but...
I mean, who is?
In retrospect, I don't hate Beck categorically.
Oh, okay.
I do hate that song.
That's new, then. That's new, then, on me. You do hate that song.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. So, roughly the time that song came out, and John, you're familiar with the orientation of my parents' house.
Yes.
My bedroom was right next to my parents' bedroom. Or as close as a bedroom could be.
Mm-hmm.
In my house. My dad had a pretty legit sound system.
Mm-hmm.
5-disc CD changer. My sister, who's just older than me, Elizabeth, and her friend Jamie, got that CD. And it was a Saturday, and my parents were somewhere else. Mm. And Jamie and Elizabeth were there, and they decided they were just going to play Loser over and over and over again. And I was trying to fucking sleep on a Saturday. And okay. It's just
I over, thought that like, story was going to get dark for a minute.
No. He just, it was a song that he didn't like that they played a lot.
Like your dad.
And I probably was indifferent to it, you know, at first. Like, it didn't knock my socks off.
Right.
But I have a hard time. Repetition irritates the fuck out of me.
Repetition?
Yeah.
Repetition irritates the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Repetition?
Mm-hmm.
Irritates the fuck? Rep.
It's fact.
Okay, James. Repetition. James, okay.
Okay.
Okay, James.
All right.
James.
That's okay. Why I can't do reggae.
That's all right. That's okay.
That's why I can't do reggae.
Because are you saying, hold on, but you also, when I knew you at that age, were a big fan of rap music. Which is all loops. I mean, yeah, you can criticize Beck for that throughout the whole
beats
song.
Are, but hell, there's a lot of rap songs that don't even have a damn chorus.
Yeah, but I mean, they'll have like the same 10-second loop playing, and that's the entire song.
Verbal repetition and just general. I took a time test in third grade. Third grade, I think.
Third grade.
You remember
I was
time
born
test?
Very young.
Mm-hmm.
There were addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. You had the card, and you put the paper in, and you filled it out. Remember those?
Yeah.
I lost my shit on a girl because I was anxious about those anyway, and she was just tapping her foot.
So the song
Do you
Loser
take a lot of medication by or just
Beck,
a little?
Well, the song Loser by Beck isn't somebody tapping their foot incessantly. It's
like No, but my goddamn sister and her stupid friend played the fucking song on a loop for like an hour and a half and it drove me fucking insane.
Oh my god, this is
like
awesome.
The stupid girl in the time test tapping her foot, and I was
I
like,
"I have learned
tapping your fucking foot."
Oh my, okay, wow.
I have learned so much about you, James. This is so fantastic.
I'm generally a pretty calm,
red-headed
fellow.
Yeah,
but there are areas where I can be pushed. And,
so then, what songs by Beck do you like?
Kind of the mellower stuff.
Yeah. Which actually,
Lost Cause,
the majority
that was,
of
that was
stuff,
the first one that I was like, oh shit, when I saw Eternal Sunshine and Spotless Mind.
Yeah, that's that changed.
And Lost
Heart.
Cause, I was like, yeah. Oh, god yeah. Damn, that's a beautiful song.
It is. Well, he and, also, I think all of the songs on Mellow Gold, which Loser's on, are actually like acoustic songs. Like most of them are like pretty mellow.
Are they gold?
What?
Are they gold, though?
Not really. I think Loser was the only song that came off of that. You're like, there was a song.
There was a song called Beer Can.
Pay No Mind. Pay No Mind's a really good song. If you like Lost Cause, you probably like Pay No Mind. All right. Well, there we go. That's why I've always wondered that. And I never really asked. I've always, because I remember one time like referencing that song and James like stopping the car.
No.
Like pulling over and be like, you have to understand something about me right now. I do not like Beck. And I was like, yeah, good. All right. It's cool. Me either, man. I get it.
Yeah. Please don't hit me.
I get it. Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right. So that was my... What pick was that? Number...
That was number eight.
Eight.
That was the Ocho.
Ocho. So now we go to Rod, I mean.
Nope. To me. To
for
Rod.
Number nine.
Number nine.
To Gerard. Nine. We're going to call you Gerard from...
The Forgotten Jackson brother. Yes.
he's ordering a Starbucks.
There you go.
Here's the funny thing to the I find funny. You know me, I'm a big fan of music. That was one of those songs that's been around forever. I always knew the song, you know, you'd hear it on the radio and stuff. Back in the days of Napster, you know, when you're first downloading stuff and you're getting all those cool little one-hit wonders and things, you know, from your past.
Yeah.
That was one I went and got, you know. I like that song. I wanted to get it. And anyways, Tabitha and I were discussing the different songs in that song, and she said something about, you know, Moulin Rouge, and I'm like, no, it was, you know, they used it in that, but it's actually an old disco song, like some LaBella or some crap.
Patti LaBelle.
Some disco.
Yeah.
I did not know until a week ago that was fucking Patti LaBelle.
As LaBelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just LaBelle. LaBelle, you know, when you look it up or whatever, and I never put it together in my mind. Never until, like I said, a week ago, did I know that LaBella or whatever the fuck that band was.
Do you know
was
how
Patti LaBelle.
Much, I guess, like love and respect Patti LaBelle commands? Like,
it's crazy
when you talk to people. It's like Beyonce ain't got shit on Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, like, she's like the godfather.
I fell asleep the other day listening to this podcast called The Daily. It's like just a daily update on the news and stuff. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, some guy was doing just this love fest to Patti LaBelle and was talking about going to her concert because she's the queen of the breakdown, and she's doing If You Don't Know Me By Now. And she's like in the middle of a song, like sing it every once in a while, but mostly talking. And she's like, I think this is how we are in America, right? It's just this cheesy kind of stuff. But like when you hear her say it, you're like, fucking right, Patti.
Oh,
we
yeah.
don't know each other. We should, Patti. It's just the gravitas that she brings to it. It's amazing.
That's so funny. I had a experience when I was a teenager. It was crazy about this chick, and we went to this like big fest. Like it wasn't 4th of July. It might have been like Memorial Weekend or something. You know, like a big outdoor thing with different bands and, you know, the carnival rides and all the crap. And we were there all the day, and there was different bands. I didn't know half the bands, and most of them were old bands. And anyways, this heavyset black woman came out on stage, and I could not move. I was like mesmerized, and I'm like, I love this woman. Just keep singing. I'm just like, oh. It was Chaka Khan. I had never heard of Chaka, you know what I mean? I didn't know. This is before, you know, the song Chaka Khan, you know, had been out already because she'd gained a bunch of weight and stuff. But yeah, I had no idea who the hell that was. But every song she sang, I'm like, I fucking love this song.
Right. I just
could not look away.
It's just that breakdown, which I always think sounds really cheesy when guys do it. Like when Barry White does it in a song, I'm like, I get it, Barry. That's fine. But some reason, Patti LaBelle doing it live.
That's jealousy because, you know, when Barry White speaks, panties don't drop. They just disappear. I'm not sure she left the house with him. I don't know.
I don't know why she bothered. See, that's the problem. Why would you even bother putting them on in the first place? You're going to a Barry White concert. All right. So that was number nine.
Yes, it was.
That means we're back to James for pick number 10 in the list of bilingual songs. Or they don't have to be bilingual. They can be all one lingual, but just not English lingual.
Okay, so I'm going to go with...
That hurt my head, dude.
Yeah, me too.
With a personal favorite, band-wise. And this was off... Maybe not their most well-received album, but it was the end track. And goddamn, if David Allenburn doesn't know how to end an album.
Mm-hmm.
Off of The Great Escape, which has Blur's, in my opinion, best song ever. This is not the song... But the Universal,
yeah, that is the best song. Yeah,
is amongst the greatest songs.
Yeah,
written.
But this is not that. This is, wait, which one is it? I can't remember. It's not To the
Yuko
End.
And Hiro.
Yuko and Hiro. Sorry. I picked the wrong one. To the End is off of Park Life. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Yuko and Hiro off The Great Escape. For the kids in the audience, this is the same guy that sings for the Gorillaz, if you aren't aware of that. He also did that band, did the Woohoo song, which for some reason...
He is the Gorillaz.
He is the Gorillaz, other than the rap guys. I mean, I listened... after the Gorillaz got really big, I went back and listened to all of my Blur albums again, and I was like, you know what was missing? Del the Funky Homo Sapien, the whole time. I didn't know he was missing. But song two could really use... In between the Woohoos, you could use Del the Funky Homo Sapien just breaking some shit down.
It's funny for me personally, when I listened, I always liked Blur, but I was never, you know, a huge, huge fan. When I listened to the Gorillaz, every song is either I love this song or I don't ever need to hear that again.
Yeah, that's good. what a nice little experiment that was. Yeah.
But the stuff that I do like, I really like.
Yeah. All right. So that's pick number.
You didn't really play the.
Oh, part. I didn't. Did I? Hold on. I'm sorry. Well, he said Yuko and Hiro.
Yeah.
Not foreign enough for you?
Nope.
Did I skip it? Did I go too far?
You might have.
Okay, geez. Hold on. There you go. Is that Japanese?
So, if the Wikipedia is to be believed, it is roughly the I Never See You, We're Never Together, I Love You Forever. It's the Japanese version of that, which is Damon Albarn talking to Justine Frischmann of Elastica, who he was involved in a long-term relationship with.
Ah, that was a good band.
Yeah. Well, they were good because Damon was writing all their songs.
That's true.
It is true. It is very true. All right. So he was, what was he saying to her? Bitch?
It's, you know, I never see you, we're never together. I love you forever.
Aw.
But I have all these videos of you doing bukkake, so yeah. It's kind of gross. You stop sending them.
That's what it's Elastica actually refers to, is how elastic her mouth is. Is that not true, James?
Okay. Number 11.
That wasn't true. That's what I always heard it was. All right. Next one is mine. It's time to brass tacks this bitch. Get a big one out of the way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
I'm not a sailor. I'm a captain. That's like,
I do. I
yo
do
no
actually,
soy marinero. I'm not a sailor. Yo no soy marinero. Soy capitan. Soy capitan. Soy capitan.
But you're not.
I'm not a sailor. I'm the captain.
Well, you're
I'm
not
the
a
captain,
pilot.
I'm the captain.
Not a pilot.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Okay. Anyway. La Bamba, there you go.
I do. It's not very different, but I do very much enjoy the Los Lobos version of that.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah,
because it's different enough, but it's not. You know, it's because they did it for the movie. It was very. I don't know, but I very much like that, and
Lou
I like
Phillips. Is the reason he's the person I think of when I think of Richie Valens. Whereas Richie Valens did not look anything
no.
like Lou Diamond.
But
anything at
growing
all.
Growing up in Texas, Los Lobos was huge, man. They're actually kind of a cool band.
You know what's funny is, like, at the time, Pat Boone was always churning out those, like, hey, we're going to, hey, a black guy did that. Well, here's the white version.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
They didn't do one of those for La Bamba.
He did.
I would have loved to have heard it, though.
He did a bunch of Aussie songs and shit.
Yeah, he did that, like, later he leaned into it, like, joke that he was. But, no, I mean, he did. I think the reason Tutti Frutti is the way it is they're like, Pat Boone couldn't possibly do those.
Right.
Yeah.
God, what was the names? There's a white singing group of women that did that with all the Motown stuff. I can't think of their names. Ah, never mind.
I don't know. But I would just love to hear Pat Boone. Parabola La Bamba. Si necesita una poca de gracia. Because that's how
Which I believe is in order to dance
Stoy
La Bamba.
Capitan.
In order to dance La Bamba, you need a little grace.
Ah.
Because para is
I think you're mistaken. It's not grace, it's weed. You need a little weed.
That's true.
That's mota. Una poca de mota.
You're going to poke my what? Leave her out of this.
No.
Warm smell of Kalita. Mm. I don't know what that means either.
You guys are diminishing my minimal knowledge of Spanish.
We are, because it, yeah, you know what?
We're diminishing.
El Camino means the Camino. So.
It means the way.
Los Lobos means those Lobos.
Those Lobos. All right, Rod.
Ain't no damn Lobos.
So,
Rod, you got the next pick.
My next pick is number, okay, because someone just picked my next pick. I'm going to go with this one instead. Oh, yes, and you stole my song, so I played a stolen song. That is some repetitive shit. Yeah. I'm with you, James. I feel you now. the beginning of that song is, you know, is really a good song. And I've always liked the song. And then, you know, later learned that it was a different song.
The Chiffons.
What was it?
He's So Fine.
What?
The Chiffons. She's so, yeah, he's so fine by the Chiffons. Yeah. He's so fine. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. So, My Sweet Lord, what language is that? I guess is it Hindi?
There's a what are the
Hindi? I mean,
the Krishna. Can't think
it's
of what
probably,
it was.
It's probably
I was
Hindi.
Just reading about it a week ago when I was preparing for this list. Anyways, but yeah, he was the whole thing, and he got a bunch of controversy over the song. It was, what was it, 70? Like literally 1970.
Yeah, yeah.
And he got a bunch of controversy because you're like, you can't mix the Hare Krishna and Hallelujah. This is Christian and this is airport shaven head goofiness, you know? and we just can't have your hairy fish nuts with our Hallelujahs. And, you know, and it was, people just lost their minds. And when you hear it, you're like, really? That pissed you off.
So that's interesting, though. Then George Harrison's two biggest hits are, like, it's, when I think of his solo career, I think of My Sweet Lord and Set on You. And
which I recently found out
is a ripoff of the Chiffon song, and Set on You is a cover, which I had no idea.
I didn't know until you told me that it was a cover.
Actually, if you've never heard of that, I think you should. Here. It's by James Ray from 1963. And it's actually pretty great.
That's like a zoot suit sound to it.
I've got my mind set on you. Yeah. So
what when was that from?
1963.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so it's like George spent so much time in the Beatles going, I'm a good songwriter too, guys. I'm a good songwriter. Apparently you weren't, George.
Great guitar player, dude.
Great guitar player.
And something.
To be fair, his songs in the Beatles were pretty great.
And
Taxman is amazing.
Dude, All Things Must Pass.
All Things
Put
Must
Away
Pass
the Smoke.
Is a good album and a good, yeah. And it's a good song. And I guess Here Comes the Sun is okay.
It's fine.
I mean, if you had to put filler on an album, I guess Here Comes the Sun is okay. Yeah.
You know what? If nothing
it's
else,
it's no Octopus's Garden.
Yeah.
just shut your mouth. If nothing else, he inspired a good song because, you know, he was shitty to his wife and somebody else wrote a song about her.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Layla. All about banging George Harrison's wife.
Actually, and Wonderful Tonight. Also.
Most songs in the 60s were about banging George Harrison. You people know that. Almost all the Beatles songs.
Patty
the
Boyd
locomotion.
Had
some songs. Yeah.
Basically, the she in every Beatles song that isn't named is Patty Harrison.
Knee Boyd. Okay.
So that She's was my Ruby pick, Tuesday. My Sweet Lord.
Yeah. My Sweet
and,
Lord.
And I know, like I said, I know the song is in it. I don't care. I like it.
It's a good song.
I do. I like it.
So that's number what, 12?
That's my pick. That's number 12. Number 13 goes back to James.
Okay. Let me go with another Beatle. Let me go with Sir Paul McCartney. And let me go back to.
I bring up George Harrison.
Language.
My partner's got to throw down Paul McCartney. So I'm sorry.
Which album is this?
This would be off Rubber Soul.
Yeah, there you go.
Michelle, my belle, these are words that go together well. My Michelle, Michelle, my belle, Sunday mots qui vont très bien ensemble. Bien ensemble. I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you understand.
There you go. Michelle. Wait, does he need to do more French here? Hold on. No, he doesn't. Okay.
I think Paul McCartney was doing I think it was on the anthology, but they were talking about that song in particular. And, you know, there's this whole thing about the French and the English, you know, they don't care for each other.
Right.
And it was the first time they'd ever been in France, you know, and they were kind of like, fucking French. And John and Paul got hammered on French wine and didn't speak French. And they were literally walking around making fun of people, going, Monsieur Mabel, and just hammered on French wine. And it became like this joke. And like for the whole little duration they were in France, they would just look at each other and go, Michel Mabel. And, you know, like, ha.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's why they wrote that song. And every time I hear stories like that about them, I'm like, that's something that we snort and laugh about. You wrote a fucking brilliant song over it.
Yeah, you McCartneyed it up there.
Yeah.
Way to go, Paul. You turned scrambled eggs, I love your legs, into yesterday. You
yeah, it's
joke
one of the greatest songs ever inked.
Yeah.
That may have been the genesis of it, but I know at some point Paul was like, Michel, ma belle, he's like, and he talked to somebody, he's like, those are words that go together. And he's like, how would you say that in French? And some friend was like, sont des mots qui vont très bien ensemble, which is, these are words that go together well, literally. And that's he cut funny. Him a check.
He just wrote him a check right there?
I don't know if it was at the time, but he's like, nope, I'm giving you money because you just gave me a song.
Yeah, you wrote it.
I'm giving you money because you gave me a song.
Yeah, because, yeah, evidently the drunken got the, you know, Michel Maibel in his head, and then, yeah. And then the Frenchman wrote the rest of it.
It's so, well, and it's so crazy.
Apparently he was really good
Paul's
about
a lazy
that, though,
bastard because, is the point of the story.
Obla di obla da was like a thing that it was some guy that they knew, and he said it.
He used to go around going obla di obla da.
Yeah, it was some kind of just generic thing that the guy said.
Well, there are so many stories about where the Beatles, like I watched this thing with Paul McCartney describing like just writing a bunch of different songs, and he was like, I said to John, "Hey John, what was that song we used to sing in middle school?" You know, and it was like half of the songs were that. Like, was it? And then John would say to me, "What was that song about the dead dog's eye?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, see me little pictures," you know. And like that was it. That was the entire, like, every song they wrote, basically they'd had written at 10 years old and were just finding excuses to cram them into songs.
Right, just the little bits and lines. Yeah,
just their life was crammed in there, which is why Penny Lane should probably not be considered racist as a song, just because it maybe was named after a guy who was racist and people need to stop that. All right, moving on. My next pick.
Number 14.
Is this one right here. The entire song is in German, and you're going to recognize it. It's a very good song. The American version that I've heard, not as good as the German version.
Oh, no, it sucks, actually.
Yeah.
Well played, John. Well played.
Come on, guys. German bastard.
There's an intro. Yeah.
There it is. Anyway, 99 Luftballons, which the American version sucks. I'm sorry, it just does, because it's obviously you're taking these Germans and making them sing
right
in English.
The song was
not as into it.
Written at this rhythm, at this, you know what I mean?
Well, but it was written about a German thing. It's about a bunch of red balloons
right.
going over the Berlin Wall and starting World War III. So it's
and as we know, not all things translate exactly. You know what I mean? Which is why. You know, Caress Me Down. I read a thing about that a long time ago about how Bradley wanted desperately to put Spanish stuff, you know, and had tried and tried and like it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. And he had said something about basically instead of writing a rap song and changing it to Spanish, I had to write it in Spanish. And it took me forever to figure that out. You know what I mean? And I was like, that sounds stupid, but it's actually brilliant. Yeah, I get it.
The Pixies have a song that they covered by the Yardbirds that then Frank Black made the lyrics Spanish. I can't remember what song it is, so don't ask me. But reinterpreted the lyrics in Spanish, which he had a tendency to do. And he wrote one of the guys in the Yardbirds, not like Jeff Beck, but like whoever it was who wrote the song, and was like, "Hey, is it okay if I do this song in Spanish?" And the guy was like, "Only if you send me the lyrics and I approve them because I am a fluent Spanish speaker." And so apparently there was this back and forth between Jack Black and this guy where he was like, no, that part is like
Frank Black, not Jack Black.
I meant Frank Black. Thank you. Jack Black. They're the same guy, really.
Same difference.
Same dude. Fat musicians. I mean, that's what they are.
Pudgy guitar players.
Yeah, though I think not black like Barry White. I'm white like Frank Black is.
Exactly.
Anyway, but they had this back and forth, and eventually, like, Frank Black was like, "I'm just doing the song. Just shut up. Stop." So fun times. Rod, you have the next pick. Pick number 15. Rod, why can't I hear you guys? I can hear neither of you.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
There we go. All right, you're back. You're back. Okay.
Did something happen?
No, you're fine now. I don't know what happened. Oh. Just cut out for a second.
Okay.
All right.
I thought somebody showed up from the future again. I was going to tell you
those
stuff.
Fuckers.
Okay. I'm going to do this one because it's one of those things I yeah, anyways. What?
Is that Chris Cornell singing Ave Maria?
That is Chris Cornell singing Ave Maria.
Never heard of it before.
It is from the, those, remember those Christmas, they were to raise money for Special Olympics, a very special Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
And they would put one out every, so anyways, it's like number 3 has that on it.
Oh, cool.
And it ended up later being on like B-sides or something, and there's a couple of like rare videos of him actually doing it live, if it's around Christmas time and stuff. It's a very cool. It's weird, but it's a very cool version. And it's Chris Cornell, and I had to put it on here.
Yeah, this is gonna sound like an unpopular opinion, but I think that Chris Cornell was a good singer. I think he had a good voice.
Wait,
I know. You're not supposed to say that about Chris Cornell.
Nah, I don't think.
You know, he was lucky just to be in Soundgarden. But I genuinely think like I like the guy's voice. I know it's an acquired taste, but I like his voice.
It's amazing.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's, you know,
in all seriousness, if you go back and people talk about different, you know, like genres of music, it's like, you know, metal and stuff, and you have, you know, Ozzy's, it was actually a good singer, you know, at times and stuff, and the different things like that. If you, Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell, take all the grunge bullshit and all the. Those two had such pipes.
Yeah.
Like, it amazed me how strong their voices were. Those two men. And, like, if you go and listen to Temple of the Dog when they're doing that shit back and forth, like, good God.
Yeah, it's, I mean, at the time, you know, we were coming out of hair metal where it was okay.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they could obviously,
yeah,
they could obviously do that, but they were like above doing that, so they, you know, wrote good songs. So, but that was still like I always think of Chris Cornell as like a guy who would have fit in very well in a really crappy hair metal band, but he just
I'm sure he was in a few.
He just had good taste, so yeah. He wound up in Soundgarden. All right, then the final one is James's pick. This is number 16.
This is 16.
For bilingual songs or songs in a foreign language, whichever. Go ahead, James.
This is tricky. I'm looking at what's left, and I'm torn.
Yeah, there's a couple that I can't believe aren't on here.
There's some good stuff.
I'm really disappointed in one in particular, but that's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything.
You better not.
I'm going to go just out of abject admiration for Jeff Lynne and his cocaine-fueled madness in the 70s. Mm. And maybe the 80s. I'm not sure when Hold On Tight came out.
I don't think a lot of people quit doing cocaine when once it became 1980.
No, that wasn't the time to.
But if you watch this video, it's the most un-Jeff Lynne Jeff Lynne has ever looked.
Yeah.
He's got like a soul patch kind of thing, or like a chin beard going on, and that's it. And he doesn't have the awesome kind of proto white boy fro that he's known for.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like Mr. Microphone.
Yeah, that was kind of his look.
When you get so down that you can't get up, when you want so much, but you're all out of luck, when you're so down high.
Hold On Tight by ELO's picture.
Okay, so
and it really seems like he was trying to pronounce that properly.
Knowing Jeff Lynne, yes, he probably was.
So was the song you're disappointed? Was it this one?
It was a teenage wedding and
one of them, yeah.
Was that one?
I mean this one more specifically.
This indecision's bugging me. This is a name or list. If you don't want me, set me free. Set me, tell us who from me. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes don't fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Oh, I never realized he says cool it. I thought he said cool wit. Or should I? Okay.
Cool whip.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool,
so, whip. Anyways, that's funny because I intentionally did not put that song on my list.
Assuming that one of us would. Yeah.
Assuming that one of you would. Yeah. And I kept thinking, I don't like, I'm trying to avoid the, I can't vote against that. Sometimes you can't. You know what I mean? But
yeah. But still.
I was on the fence. There's the Japanese version of Song for the Dumped. There's the Spanish version of Without You by Harry Nilsson.
Mm-hmm. I will have you know that David Lee Roth's first solo album, Crazy from the Heat, he put out an entirely Spanish-speaking version of that album. It is a master. I can't get through it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, good. Thank you. All right, so then the last pick is Hold On Tight. And should I stay or should I go? Does it even make the list? Okay, fine. That's that makes sense. Sure, that makes total sense.
I fucking love ELO.
I know you fucking love ELO.
Hey, I put Ave Maria Clash on the list, dude.
I know, that was what I assumed you were going to play. Should I Stay or Should I Go? Not Ave Maria by Chris Cornell.
I'm sorry, dude, I had to.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, let's take a break and then we'll come back and vote on these.
Jonathan needs to fix a drink.
You're lucky my gastritis is acting up and I can't. And we're back, and it's time to vote on the best song that is either entirely in a foreign language or at least is somewhat bilingual. Here we go. First round is Ka Plain Poor Ma. Ka Plain Poor Ma, that one, versus Hold On Tight by ELO.
Poor Moi against Hold On Tight by ELO.
Yeah. I'm going to go Poor Moi.
I'm going to go ELO.
All right, James.
I hate to disrespect Jeff Lynne, but I'm going to go with Ça Plane Pour Moi.
All right. Second round.
Right. ELO is going.
Is Yann Pihashan Ho.
God, I love that song.
Versus 99 Luftballons, Che.
Oh, you're a dick. I'm gonna say my song.
I'm going to say 99
That I can't, that I don't know how to say.
Yeah, right. That's how good it is. You got it.
It's a fucking badass song.
It's not bad, but I'm going to go with
Next one is
really cool. Love. It's, some of her other stuff's good too.
Next one is Love.
Oh, Nana's got some jams, huh?
Yeah, no, she really does. Yeah,
Love.
Well, I mean, they're hits in Germany.
The next song. It's Love versus My Sweet Lord.
Even I gotta go Love, dude. That's so great. Love's good. It's just a great tune. I'd forgotten about that song until I started researching the list.
Is that unanimous there, James? Or
sure.
Okay. La Mer, which became later known as a bigger hit called Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin versus Yuko and Hiro. Sorry, James.
LeMayer.
Though both of them are your picks, but I'm and
sorry, unpopular sorry, opinion. I'm going to go with Yuko and Hiro.
Okay. I'm going to stick with LeMayer. Lady.
For sure, in Spanish, that's the horse. No, I'm sorry.
next one is Lady Marmalade, Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, versus Loser by Beck.
Lady Marmalade.
You know, I'm going to go with you on that one, and I don't even need to ask, James. La Bamba versus Caress Me Down. I got to go with La Bamba.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
La Bamba versus Caress Me Down by Sublime.
Aww. Caress Me Down.
La Bamba.
Yeah, I'm going with Richie on that one.
There we go. Michelle Mabel by the Beatles versus Ein Dringeling.
Oh, yeah, I'm Dringeling.
By Peter Gabriel. I'm going to go with
Michelle.
I really, really wanted to vote for my Dringeling.
Ein Dringeling. Ein Dringeling.
All right, Michelle moves on, I guess.
Ave Maria by Chris Cornell versus Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
Ave Maria.
Psycho Killer. James?
Yeah, I can't go for a hymn.
Okay. All right, so next round.
As well sung as it was by...
Yeah.
No, it was one of those things. Those
James is
were,
a Satanist, so
Those Christmas CDs were very popular when they were first coming out, and my wife was all into them, and she had got that one, and it was one of those things I read it, and I said, does that say Ave Maria, Chris Cornell? And 11, which I still don't know 11. Anyways, I put it in and was just blown away by it.
All right. Cop Plan Bois Moi versus 99 Luftballoon.
I'm going to go with them red balloons.
I'm going to agree with that one. Sorry, James.
Poor moi.
Love by Nat King Cole versus La Mer by, who was? I can't remember who it was.
Charles Trenet.
That guy. So Love versus Beyond. I love both these songs. They're both great. So yeah, I'll let you guys go first.
What'd you
I'll
say?
I'll go La Mer.
You're going to say La Mer. Okay. Rod?
I'm going Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole.
Love.
God, I really love both those songs. I'm going to go with La Mer. Lady Marmalade versus La 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 Bamba.
I'm going Lady Marmalade.
I'm going to go with you. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go with you. Mostly because Patti LaBelle, you know, didn't die in a plane crash.
Patti LaBelle.
That's it.
She didn't die in a plane crash.
She didn't die in a plane crash. That's all it comes down to. That's the only thing.
I like you, Buddy Holly, in the
other,
Big Bop.
Other than that, Richie Valens and Patti LaBelle are exactly the same, except for he died in a plane crash.
No, my only reason for voting against La Bamba is that song had its run, trust me.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Michelle versus Psycho Killer, which sounds like an interesting melodrama.
Actually, I think that's a new Netflix series.
Yeah, Michelle versus the Psycho Killer.
I'm going to say Michelle.
I'm going to go with Psycho Killer just to be contrarian.
Actually.
It's
both French.
So Paul McCartney and I share the first same name, mm-hmm. honestly. So, yeah. Michelle.
So,
Michelle.
Talking Heads? What, I'm
That's
confused.
Right,
what are we doing?
His name is James Paul McCartney. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. So, that's your final four, and all four of them but one is German. So, three of them. 99 Luftballoons versus La Mer.
Look at you doing math.
Yeah, it's easy when there's only four things.
Okay, what are we doing? Red balloons against Marmalade?
Versus, no, La Mer.
Oh, La Mer. No, La Mer's gone.
John Mayer.
I'm so confused.
No, I voted for La Mer, yeah.
Oh, Love was gone.
Yeah, Love was gone.
I miscrossed. I miscrossed.
All right, so La Mer versus 99 Luftballoons.
Red Balloons.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. Just because my German roots won't let me. I can't. 99, I'm sorry, Lady Marmalade versus Michelle.
Maca.
Yeah, I gotta say, Michel.
These are words that go together well.
I want to say the other one, but I'm going to have to say Michel.
Michel. Crap.
Michelle's not directly about hookers.
Not directly, but they are. I think French, it is. So really, I mean, they're just a step above them. All right, so then our final comes down to 99 Luftballons versus Michelle by the Beatles for best foreign language song. I'm going to go with 99 Luftballons. I'm sticking with that one just because it's entirely in German, whereas Michelle is just kind of parts of it in French.
James?
Michelle's a better song.
I don't agree.
It is, but I actually have to agree with John on this.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I think it's a better pick, and it's such a cool song, and yeah.
And Nana doesn't shave her armpits.
That's true.
No, she does not.
Do you see that in the video?
She doesn't shave anything anywhere, ever.
That was what was fun about going to Six Flags with those German girls was going on the Screaming Eagle and my testosterone dropping through the floor.
It was like
fun.
I looked up, I was like, look, Bootsy calls. Oh, never mind.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. Well, that's your winner is 99 Luftballons for best bilingual songs or best foreign language songs. What are we doing next week?
I like that pick. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I think we had something for this. Okay. No, I have something for this.
What do you have?
We're going to do. Nope, I'm wrong. I got nothing.
Oh. It was songs by fictitious bands.
Yes, fictitious. Yeah, the best song by a fictitious band.
Okay, that's good. I like that. So
because
we
decided we couldn't beat your. Thank you for remembering that, James.
Yeah.
Because we decided we couldn't beat Spinal Tap. Right.
But maybe
we'll probably still win.
Yeah, probably. But we'll see. That's next week. All right. Yeah. Bye.